This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Authorities say yesterday's fast-moving grass fires northwest of Denver could have destroyed possibly as many as 1,000 homes. Governor Polis marvels that there are no deaths or major injuries reported.
Listen, states and cities need...
We might have our very own New Year's miracle on our hands if it holds up that there was no loss of life.
Fire officials say snow and calmer winds mean the fires are not likely to spread. Officials say residents of Louisville and Superior should boil tap water or use bottled water in order to avoid germs or contamination that could cause illness. The water warning is in effect until further notice. All of Colorado is experiencing moderate drought or worse. More than two-thirds of the state is under a severe drought, down a bit from last week. Federal data show areas in extreme drought include Denver, Arapahoe, Jefferson, and Alamosa counties. Traffic deaths in Denver were up this year, CPR's Veronica Penny reports.
Through December 30th, the city of Denver recorded 84 traffic deaths, 27 more people than last year. Just under half of the deaths were people in cars. Pedestrians accounted for about a quarter of the fatalities. Motorcycle, bicycle, and scooter riders were the rest. A Denver Police Department spokesman says drivers may have gotten used to fewer cars and higher traffic speeds earlier in the pandemic, leading to crashes as roads get more crowded. Driving under the influence and not wearing seatbelts also contributed to deadly crashes in 2021. I'm Veronica Penny, CPR News.
It is snowing along the Front Range, 25 degrees in Denver, 19 in Fort Collins. This is CPR.